Hi, and welcome to the Words of Encouragement podcast, a podcast of love, hope, inspiration, and encouragement using the Word of God for people from all walks of life. And of course, I'm your host, Arlena. Welcome everyone, and thank you once again for joining me on another episode of the Words of Encouragement podcast. I pray that each and every one of you are in the best of health, best of strength, and most importantly, in the best of spirits. And as always, before beginning, I'd like to start by giving all honor, all glory, all thanks, and all praises to Father God Almighty, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Because without them, I am nothing. We are nothing. But because of Christ Jesus, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, including this podcast as well as this podcast episode. And once again, I'd also like to take some time out to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening, downloading, or sharing. I truly appreciate it, and God bless each and every one of you. Where I am at, the temperature is currently 77 degrees, and actually, it's in the evening, and the time is currently 11:25 p.m. And actually, today's date is August 20th, 2022. And the name and title of today's episode is, and actually, just before giving you the name and title of today's episode, because today's episode is a special episode. It is special for so many reasons. I will have a separate episode as far as to what I will be sharing with you in a few. But let's just say today's episode is special because number one, there's a few reasons. Number one, it's the beginning also of a small mini-series. But also, it is episode number 100. Yes, episode 100. I made it to episode 100. Wow. Who would have ever thought that when I started this podcast? But guess what? That's not the only thing. Today is also the 5th anniversary of the Words of Encouragement podcast. The Words of Encouragement podcast was started today, this very day, August 20th, 2022, back in my apartment in the Caribbean. The Lord had called me to the mic. In May of that very same year, which was 2017, as I was busy preparing to do 2 radio tribute shows, as well as I was also training in the process of making a documentary. And the Lord said, I want you to do this. And I was like, huh? I was like, but Lord, I don't spend all the money to do this. And he's like, this is what I want you to do. And at first I was like, okay, I'll probably just do it after I do the documentary. That's what I was telling myself. And when he gave me that call, it was May, like I said before, of 2017. I was still in New York City. Back in those days, I used to spend 9 months out of the year working in the U.S. and then I'd head back to the Caribbean, back home for 3 months. And I was headed home, I think, next couple of weeks. And I was also preparing for these 2 big radio tributes. And actually, one of the tributes was for the late Paul Williams. And then the second one was for the Impressions. And actually, just lost one of the Impressions. And yeah, I was getting geared up for that as I headed back home, because at that time I was still affiliated with a particular radio station. And yeah, I was gearing up for those two tributes, and the Lord come. I was like, huh? And I was like, okay, I said, you know what? After I do all this stuff, after I do the documentary, then maybe something I could do later on. And boy, the Lord started speaking on August 17th, and I never forgot. And yeah, August 20th, as I lay on my bed on August 17th, and it was actually August 16th, excuse me. And I remember, I'm like, okay, well, what am I supposed to call this thing? He brought it back to my attention again. And I was like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do with this thing? And then I was like, I didn't even know. And I don't want to go too much into it, because there's an episode on there and I'm going to do something separate where I give a little more detail. And I was like, okay, but then what do I call this thing? And I'm trying to figure out what names are it to give this thing. Now, I was always known for encouraging people. I was a great encourager. So that was easy. And of course, I love the word. And the Lord gave me the name, the words of encouragement. And that's how it was born. The Words of Encouragement podcast. The Lord is who named the podcast and called me to the mic. And it began 5 years ago this very day. I'll never forget. It was a Sunday. When that first episode went out, it was a pre-episode. And the name of that episode was Letting Go. It was shaky. The theme song was like, when I think back, I was like, okay. But anyway, let's see. The volume wasn't all that great. I didn't even know anything about editing. I mean, today I could close my eyes and edit a podcast. I can mix, you know, I can really do some stuff. And I thank God it's 5 years, because I'm the producer. I have to do everything. I don't outsource anything. Everything is done in-house by yours truly, by the grace of God. So it's a lot of work. And boy, I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, I wonder if I'll ever get to 100. I said, well, if I get to 100, I guess I'm good. Well, here we are today, 5 years later, on the very same day it started. Episode 100. My goodness. God is so good. So yeah, so that's enough about that. I will be doing a episode separately where I go a little more into the anniversary of this Words of Encouragement thing. But just before getting into this episode, last year what I did on the fourth year, I went out and I got myself a cake. Cooked myself a nice dinner. And guess what? I did the same thing this year. The only thing I did differently, I didn't buy no cake. I made myself some banana pudding. So what I did is I made me some nice, delicious Caribbean potato salad. You heard what I just said? And boy, I made some barbecue baked beans. And I did some oven baked wingettes. And I had some banana pudding. So that was my, you know, my celebration anniversary meal. You know, sometimes you gotta encourage yourself. Because if you're looking for others to do it, trust me, it's not going to happen. So sometimes you gotta learn to encourage yourself, especially in the word, in the Lord, and by doing little things for yourself. Because it may look easy, but trust me, it ain't easy. But anyway, we give God all honor, all glory, all praises. And yeah, I thank God because, yeah, I was headed to radio. And God called me to podcasting, and I didn't even like podcasts. But today, nobody consumes more podcasts than I do. I love a podcast. I can't get enough of them. and I love listening to independent podcasters. But anyway, that's enough of that. So before we go to break, let me just tell you, actually, I'm going to be starting a new mini series that I had actually been working on. Oh, I think I started working on this like in June, and we're only in August. Only now I'm getting around to, of course, recording it. And hey, why not today? So basically, it's going to be, I think, like a 3 or 4 part. I think it might be 3. I can't remember. It's already in there, but I don't remember how many parts it is. And it's going to be based on quiet time. So it's going to be the quiet time series. So today's episode is entitled Quiet Time, Spending Quiet Time with the Lord. Okay, so this is going to be part 1, and this is episode number 100. Are you in need of some encouragement? You know, something to give you a little pick-me-up during the day or evening? Well, why not check out the Nuggets of Thankfulness podcast featured on Spreaker.com, Podomatic, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts can be heard. You are listening to the Words of Encouragement podcast with yours truly, Arlena. Stay tuned. So yes, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. And actually, the scripture that we will be using for today's episode, or this series actually, is going to be Psalm 46 verses 10. And it reads, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." So yes, be still. And once again, this is episode number 100, episode 100. Now, quiet time with the Lord is something that I truly enjoy, and I really look forward to on a daily basis. Now, I am going to be honest. Initially, when I got saved early on in my walk, this was something that rarely existed in my life because I was ignorant, and truthfully, I really didn't know better. That is until 2002 when I moved to Los Angeles. I accepted Christ as my personal Lord and Savior in 1997. I believe it was 1995, and there was a gentleman that gave me a compact, pocket-sized King James Version Bible. Now, you know, for those of you who knew what it was when you first started out in your walk, that was one of the worst things. And at that point when he gave me this Bible, I wasn't even saved. I didn't receive Christ until 2 years later. And to give me a King James Bible of all translations. Anyway, now this was a Bible that I took with me when I left the Caribbean. And I remember in 2000, when I moved to California at that time, what I would do is I would read my Bible daily on the bus on my way to work. You know, I had a 45-minute bus ride, and each day I would read a chapter of whatever book it was that I was reading. And I remember ordering my first purchased Bible after hearing a sermon by Pastor John Hagee on the preaching of a story pertaining to Absalom, and David. And also earlier that very day in church, I remember that very same Sunday, there was a teaching on the Prodigal Son. And I'm like, that sounds interesting. I'd like to read that. But when John Hagee was, you know, telling this particular story about Absalom and David, now I knew quite a bit of Bible stories, but I had never heard of this story. And I'm like, this sounds interesting. I need to read this thing. And I just knew that I had to read those stories for myself. So what I did is I fired up my computer. Now, this was my old Packard Bell computer that left New York and went with me directly to California. And yeah, I fired it up and I went directly to Amazon and I ordered an NLT Burgundy faux leather Bible. Those were the days when you had AOL. And for those of us that know what AOL is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, when it finally arrived and I opened it, the first story I ran to was that very same story that Pastor John Hagee spoke about, which was the story of David and his son Absalom, which of course is in 1 Samuel. If it's not 1 Samuel, it's 2 Samuel, but it's either the first or the second. And then when I was finished reading that story, because I hadn't read the book, I was just reading that story, it's just like something said to me, let me go to Luke and read that other story that I wanted to read from the prodigal son, which was, of course, Luke 15. I remember it to this very day. And of course, that's exactly what I did. I read the prodigal son. And then something said to me, you know what? Why don't I just go ahead and read the entire book of Luke? And that's exactly what I did. And that is why, to this very day, Luke, the Gospel of Luke, is my favorite book in the New Testament, because it was the very first book that I really read in its entirety when I was starting out getting to read the Word of God with more depth. So because of that, it is my favorite book, because I always remember that time, even though it was like 20-something years ago. And of course, I would go on later the following year to own my very first study Bible, which was a burgundy hardcover life application study Bible. And of course, it was given to me by a wonderful Christian lady who I worked with at that time by the name of Rosemary. And I remember one morning I was reading something from my pocket-sized King James Bible that the gentleman had given me. And I knew it was something in it that God was speaking to me through that particular word, but I couldn't quite understand what it was trying to say to me. I don't remember exactly what book it was, what verse or what chapter. I don't. But I remember that thing was like pricking me. Whatever it was, there's something, you know, it was just like, it was something. It was, you know, it was speaking to me live and direct. However, I needed a clear interpretation. Ain't like today, it's not like today, you know, I know, okay, get what commentary. I didn't know all them things. And I remember going to her and asking her to help me to interpret the meaning of what the Lord was trying to say to me through that particular verse. And boy, she pulled out her big encyclopedia looking Bible and told me that I could look it up, of course, during my lunch break or something. And I remember looking it up in the Bible. And that particular Bible, it broke it down that I was able to get clarity. And I was impressed. I was impressed. I'd never seen no Bible like that. I mean, you go in the bookstore, you would see the Quest. But let's just be real. I wasn't into reading no Bibles back then, so I'm just going to be real. But this one was like real good. I was like, wow. You know, I had never, ever, like I said, seen a study Bible before. You know, you would see this thing called Quest Study Bible, but I mean, I was like, study, like, what did it? I couldn't understand what they were doing with this thing called a study Bible. I had no clue. So I remember asking her when I took it back to her, I said, where did you get this from? because I wanted to order one for myself. I was so impressed by this Bible. And no, I'm not sponsored by the Life Application Bible. But if they care to send me one, I'd be more than happy. And I remember her telling me that I could keep it. And I was like, huh? Here she was giving me her expensive study Bible. Boy, that was one of the greatest gifts that I have ever received, aside from the gift of salvation. And that Bible went with me from the Caribbean to Florida. And then, that Bible went with me from California to Florida. And then it ended up in the Caribbean, where it would become its permanent home. Of course, that Bible went on to become my favorite Bible. I can't tell you how many notes and highlighting and stuff, because that was a beautiful Bible. And I would go on myself to purchase that Bible for other people as gifts. As well, I would recommend it to so many people. Like sometimes I'll be in a bookstore and they're looking for Bibles. I'm like, listen, that's a good Bible. And they'll put down the one they had and pick up that one. It was really an excellent Bible. I could not lie. And it was a great help to me. It really was, because it kind of broke down stuff a little further. Stuff that, you know, it's like this means something, but you're not sure what it means. And one of the things about a study Bible, if you're not familiar, it has additional text. So it's kind of like you have the Bible with your regular text, and then it's like a little mini commentary at the bottom of certain particular verses. And, you know, like I said, that Bible went with me from California to Florida, and it finally ended up in the Caribbean being its permanent home. And it went on to become one of my favorite Bibles. Well, it became my favorite Bible, period. And I enjoyed getting into it and being able to understand and have a breakdown of certain verses. And I owned that beautiful Bible for 16 years. That is, until Miss Irma, as in Hurricane Irma, decided in 2017 that I did not need it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I lost it when I lost just about everything I had during the storm. Now, my third Bible that I had was a gift Bible that I initially purchased for one of my ex-boyfriends. Yes, I had exes. Don't worry, I can still count on one hand. And at that time, we were not together. But he was going through some stuff at that time. And of course, I was living abroad. And I said, you know what, this would be a good gift to give him. And hopefully this can get him on a path to lead him towards Christ. And yes, for some reason, by the time I got back to the Caribbean, he was no longer there. At least not in, you know, the island where I was. So what I did, I just went ahead and I kept it. Because, yeah. And then, as the years passed on, I then realized that, in reality, it was for myself. And that very same Bible went on to become my traveling Bible and buddy. And do you know? You know, like when you buy the Bible, they have like a, this Bible belongs to so, whatever the page is. His name is on it. And I have his name because it was a gift to him. And it was supposed to be from, I said, the Holy Spirit. And his name is still on that Bible. Mm-hmm. But it's my Bible, because it ended up becoming my Bible. But I purchased that Bible. It was for him. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it ended up becoming my Bible. And not only did it just end up becoming my Bible, that very same Bible went on to become my traveling Bible and buddy. There was a period while I was still living back in the Caribbean where I would come out for, like I said before, for 9 months out of the year to the U.S. to work. And then, of course, I would spend the other 3 months. And, it, you know, every time I would travel for the 9 months abroad, that would be the Bible that I would take with me, because I couldn't take my life application because that thing was big. That stayed at home. But that traveling, that gift Bible is what would go with me. That Bible made numerous trips with me, including to the women's shelter in New York City. Not just the one in New York City, also the ones that I went to in the South. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so let's continue on. You know, I would take that Bible would travel with me, and I would take it with me. And I would read that Bible so much that the pages had begun to fall out, especially the Proverbs section. Like, there's a whole chunk missing. Today, that very same gift Bible that initially that I had bought for my ex-boyfriend, hopefully he has received the Lord by now. I hope so. Well, it has been retired. That Bible has been retired. It was purchased in 1996. It is completely swollen from being completely soaked during the hurricane. And of course, the outer pages of the Bible are blackened from the storm water. But nevertheless, I still had her with me, and she's still with me. I just don't use her. She's retired on the shelf. But nevertheless, like I said, you know, it's still there, filled with lots of notes, pen, pencil, and highlighter markings, stickies, prayers, lots of prayers. When I was praying to God to get an apartment in the South, of which I have on my fourth or fifth lease, praise God Almighty, to bring the two babies up with me. They both here. I mean, oh my goodness. I would just, you know, store my prayers in there. And yeah, it's still around. She just retired. You know, I don't pull her out unless I need to look for something in between of it. So I no longer use it at all, you know. And it is filled, like I said, with all the markings from the highlighter, the pencils, the pen, the notes, and things that I would take during Bible study. It was also my church Bible that I would use to go to church, whether it was back home or when I was in the U.S., of course, for the 9 months where I'd be sitting under my former pastor. That would be the Bible. Or I would use it for my daily readings, you know. Also, I would pull it daily back then to read my favorite Psalms daily. And it also served as a sleeping buddy, you know, on my bed next to me when I was abroad, you know, staying in my cousin's house. It would sleep next to me on the bed. And this would also be the very same Bible that would, like I said, go with me to 3 women's homeless shelters after losing everything. And even though chunks of the Bible are missing, nevertheless, today it remains my favorite Bible after the loss of my life application Bible. And that Bible is extremely near and dear to me. It holds a lot of history. It was also the Bible that would go with me through the trials and tribulations of life with me. So it was really a companion to me. You know, it was like God, like Christ and the Word wrapped up right there. It was my traveling companion, you know, not just traveling for trips, but when I would have to open it to get a word, and I was going through stuff, spiritual warfare, prayers. I'm telling you, that's why she's my favorite Bible. But yeah, she's falling apart though. And, you know, this was the very same Bible that I would pace the floor every morning back in the Caribbean, reading Psalm 27, 91, Psalm 100, 121, and 136 daily while talking to the Lord, while I was in my loader bar. Never thought I'd get out, but God pulled me out. Praise God Almighty. It was the very same Bible that I would run to when I was hurting and I needed a word. It was the very same Bible that I would, you know, I would also receive my first message from God for my first podcast episode in 2017, which is 5 years ago this very day. Okay? And I remember the first pre-episode, it was entitled Letting Go. And the first official episode was, which is 001, the first message that God gave me for the official number, which is the 001, which is entitled Sometimes You Have to Say No, it came after reading the story of the 7 wise and 7 foolish virgins. And the Lord was showing me where I was being foolish, because I was the type of person, I want to help everybody. He's like, you can't help everybody. You got to help yourself. Especially if they ain't trying to help themselves. And I never forgot that. Now, this was the very same Bible that would hold so many written prayers on various topics, desires, and needs. This was also the very same Bible that would start the whole quiet time at the kitchen table with the Lord when I was still living in the Caribbean. You know, I would pull it and I would read it along with my pen, my highlighter, my notebook, and just take notes of everything that might stand out during my daily reading. I had tons and tons of notebooks filled with biblical notes from my quiet time studies with the Lord during my days living in the Caribbean. When I was staying with my cousin in New York City, it was a little different. And of course, they would sleep with me on the bed. You know, I would pull it out every morning at his kitchen table to read a chapter quickly while having my breakfast before I caught the bus to work. Because I knew once I returned from work, you know, I would be too tired to do anything. And of course, quiet time at the kitchen table became a daily routine that went on for years. And I'm still very much at the kitchen table. And I still have quiet time with the Lord. Today, by the grace and the mercy of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and I can't forget the Holy Spirit, I was able to set up a beautiful quiet time space in my apartment. I have a separate desk just for quiet time. And let me tell you, it's divine. Oh, it's divine. Oh, Lord. It truly is. The only thing, that I have two problems with it, though. One, because I have been at the kitchen table for almost 20 years. I keep returning to my kitchen table. And then two, my quiet time space or desk, there is just something about that space that when I sit at my quiet time space, I get lost. So I only occupy that space on the weekends. I promise you, every time I sit at my quiet time desk to meet with the Lord through Bible reading, whether it's Bible reading, Bible study, devotional time, scripture writing, verse mapping, inductive Bible study, which I love, by the way, or prayer journaling, I just get lost in the space of time. It's like I could just sit there all day. So I have learned, do not sit there during the week. Only the weekends and holidays when I have 2 to 3 hours to just give and get lost there with the Lord. Or basically if I'm not on an assignment. It has been over 10 years that I have fallen in love with just pulling my Bible and reading it while I'm eating. That's something I love to do. When I'm eating, I just like to pull the Bible. It's a habit. And I developed that habit because when I was staying with my cousin, you're in someone's space. So it's not like when I'm in my own space, I can take my time and, you know, I spent more time out of the house. So what I would do is I would get my reading in while I'm eating breakfast. And that's where that came from, where I had to spend that time reading while I was eating my breakfast. And I started realizing, oh, I like doing this. So it became a habit. That every time, even when I got my own place, when I'm eating, I have to pull the Bible and read it. I just have to pull it. It's like I want to pull, if it's breakfast, I pull the Bible to read it. If it's lunch, well, mostly dinner, because when I'm at home, I don't really eat lunch. At work, I'll eat lunch. I just want to pull the Bible and read. It just became a habit that is a little hard to break. And after almost 10 years, well, it's over 10 years, I enjoy pulling my Bible and reading it while I'm eating. And of course, I would later go on to own a King James Study Bible, which is the Know the Word Study Bible. I also have a CSB, as well as I also have a compact size ESV Bible. And now I have a beloved note-taking Bible. Nevertheless, the love of being able to just pull my Bible, either at breakfast, dinner, or during the weekend, is something that I very much still enjoy. Or if I'm, you know, out and about, I just pull it using the Blue Letter Bible app. So if you see me on my phone, most of the time that's what I'm doing. So this is kind of like the end of the first episode of the Quiet Time series. And this is part one. And once again, this is episode 100. So I do hope you enjoyed that first episode of the Quiet Time with the Lord series. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, please help us and teach us how to be still and to sit at your feet. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I do not have a quote for this episode. I forgot to get one. So there's no quote for this particular episode, but that's okay. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me once again on another episode of the Words of Encouragement podcast. I do hope and pray that you got something out of that episode, of this episode. And if you have, please feel free to share it with others. Remember, the gospel is free. It does not cost a thing. There's going to be a time where you're not going to be able to hear me or any other person that truly is sharing the gospel. You know, this is the time we need to really take advantage of God's word, because things are rapidly changing and definitely not for the better and not for our best interests. That's for sure. You can listen to the Words of Encouragement podcast on Spreaker.com, Podomatic.com, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, CastBox, Deezer, Podtail, and everywhere podcasts can be heard. Please feel free to also check out my other podcast, which is entitled The Nuggets of Thankfulness Podcast. By the way, it's been a minute since I've even recorded over there, but there's quite a bit of episodes. It's a devotional podcast. It can also be heard on Spreaker.com, Podomatic.com, Google Podcasts, Podtail, and every other podcasting platform. You can also check out my blog at Arlena, at www.arlena.flanders.wordpress.com. Haven't written there in a while, but there's some stuff there that you can check it out. You can also check out my digital Bible study bundle at affordable prices. All sales help with the cost of running the podcast. Trust me, at 100 episodes, we talking about space. And as space, as the more episodes you record, the more expensive the podcast becomes. So at episode 100, we have kind of outgrew our pricing plan way before the 100. So it costs. It's not mandatory, but it helps. And you can find all links to my stores in the description box. And if you'd like, you can contact me at spareandjavelin777@gmail.com. And remember, as long as there is life, it is never too late to accept Christ. Now is the time. Now, every day you turn on, whether it's your television, I don't look at the news, but anyway, there are news outlets that I get my information from. I believe it's Sky. They're out of Australia. Wherever you may get your news from, the newspaper, wherever. Each day, we see what is going on in the world. We're not promised tomorrow. So it is important that we be ready for when our master calls us up. So yes, so see you in the next episode. Be blessed.